huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The only way we change the world is grassroots education. I must admit to being a coward about fully expressing the truth as I see it about our system. And I guess my cowardice is because I don't like being critical, and because to a certain degree I think we all do the best with what we know. But this has to be said. Our education system is fucked at the grassroots. It's old, it's outdated, it's based on a labour system, teaching skills to work, to earn, and we're way beyond capital now being just about labour. We're way beyond that. Technology and social media and the way we communicate and interact and money and the speed of money and the money system, this is all compounded like crazy in the last couple of decades. But when was the last time our education system got properly evaluated and analysed and disrupted and changed? The education system is fucked and it needs to change. And I would urge you to share what I'm about to say. Now, the reason I've been a coward in this is because I have teachers and parents in my kids' school who follow my work and they follow my content. Even my son's teacher teaches his kids, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And I've held back on saying what I'm about to say. But this is not personally aimed at a teacher. And I think many teachers are doing the best with the constraints of what they're given. They can only teach what they're told to teach. But our education system is fucked because we are not teaching our kids fundamental life skills. Now look, you know, comparing yourselves on social media and obesity and, you know, all these things. I can't even talk about that. I'm just going to talk about money. We are not teaching our kids anywhere near enough about how money really works. So there are laws of money. We're not being taught laws of money, how the system of money works, how money works. We're not teaching about how to manage money. The five levels of wealth, getting out of debt, living expenses, saving, investing, speculating. They are fundamentals. No one's teaching that. We're not teaching about managing money emotions and money addictions and addictions to brands and social media and spending to curb our addictions. We're not teaching how to manage our money emotions. We're not taught about proper budgeting and forecasting. No one's teaching this stuff in school. Yet it's the school system that raises our young adults. And if most of our personality is formed by age 7... and most of what we believe is probably formed by teenage years, and we're not fundamentally teaching about money, how it really works. And I'm not just talking about, oh, but yeah, but there's economics at school, Rob, and there's maths. No, 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 that's just the start of it. That's not even the basic fundamentals of it. And here's something else. All the teachers are skint. Teachers earn nothing. They're all skint. So number one, they're not teaching about money. And number two, what they are teaching, well, they don't know because they're skint themselves. And do you know what? Everyone moans in society, oh, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. It's so unfair. The great divide, the 1% rule the world. You know, like it's the fault of the government or the system or that it's unfair or like it's the fault of the billionaires. No, it's simple. Billionaires know how to be wealthy. They know the laws of money. They know the laws of production and consumption. And everyone else doesn't, but no one else is getting taught it. So no one has a chance when they come out of school because the billionaires and 100 millionaires who probably didn't learn in school, most of these billionaires dropped out of school. So it's like the school system teaches you how to be poor and skint for the rest of your life and a slave to the system. So the only way to break out and be wealthy is to break out of the school system. So all these people break out of the school system. And here's the thing. I was taught the more you learn, the more you earn. And I was taught this by entrepreneurs. And I thought, yeah, this is good. No. With the system and the school system, it's literally the more you unlearn, the more you earn. So I see people coming out of a degree at university and thinking, shit, they've got 10 years of unlearning to do if they just want to make enough money to have a half decent life. And then social media is putting the pressure on us to compare ourselves, to show our best self, to filter ourselves, to pretend that we're rich. You know, they've got £5 in the bank, but they've got a £50,000 car to keep up with the Joneses. And we're not being taught about that in school. In fact, most kids are kept off social media till they're 12 or 15. So they're not even taught how to use it properly or how it works or the downsides of it or how to manage it. To me, this is fucking crazy. And I've been a coward too long to really say what I think. Now, if you agree with me, please hit the share button. I'd love to know what you think. Please put your thoughts in the comments. And I want to hear from teachers as well if you disagree with me. Or educate me on what you think the school system is now educating. Some people say, oh yeah, well, we're doing our best. Or they are taught about money. I would challenge you. I bet they're not taught about the laws and the nature and the function of money. I bet no one in school, not even the teachers, can tell me the four definitions of money. I bet you none of you can. Give it a go in here now. I bet you can't tell me how to manage money emotions and that volatile emotions erode wealth and that money moves from the impatient to the patient and those who value it least to those who value it most. You can't tell me this stuff because you don't know. So come on, let's fucking change it. Please hit the share button. We need to change the way money is seen and taught in the grassroots. You know, they say be the change you want to see. What most of society is doing is bitching about billionaires, trying to attack them, trying to tax more and more and more and more and more. How's that going to solve the problem? If the fucking government can't manage money, the government don't know how to manage a balance sheet and a profit and loss because the government are in massive debt. So we vote for a party to be in power to run our country. And these fuckers can't manage money. Boris even said he's got a paltry salary and he can't live on it. Boris can't manage his money. The freaking parties can't manage money. The government are in billions and trillions of debt. And yet we say tax the rich for fuck's sake. No. So what we need to do, I humbly believe, is we need to change education at the roots. You know, money and the distribution and the fairness or unfairness of it is never about taxation or the monetary system. Wealth moves from those who value it least to those who value it most. Wealth moves from those who produce useful things to those who consume things. If you think about people who spend all their money on brands and get in debt for handbags and clothes, well, the creator of that brand make millions. Monsieur Arnault, one of the richest men in the world who owns Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, says there are rich margins in luxury items. The luxury items business is a great business. So the people who buy those luxury goods get in debt and the people who produce those luxury goods make millions and billions. But that's because they fucking know how to do it. Probably because they pulled themselves out of the school system so they didn't get indoctrinated to be poor. And then what we do is we say, get student loans, get into debt. Like, it's no one in school or university says, Just think about the fact that you'll be in six figures of debt before you get your job and think about the implications of that. No one says that. They wave low interest money and loans at us. And go and get educated. Go and get 5 or 6 years of education. They don't teach you how to, you've got to pay your accommodation, pay your living expenses for 3 to 5 years. They don't teach you the impact of what being £50,000 or £100,000 in debt before you even start your job. And then you're going to earn a low salary. And then you're not going to have the fucking skills. So many people now who come out of university don't even have the skills to get the jobs anymore. Because we're teaching old labour-based models. Why is it that kids on social media are making millions now? Logan Paul, Jake Paul, 24, 26, making tens of millions a year. Kids unboxing stuff on YouTube. Kids playing computer games. These guys are the new millionaires. New billionaires in crypto and more disruptive business models, quicker ways to make money. And we're not being taught any of that stuff. That's not being used as case studies in schools that I know about. Fuck, man. And then there's the religious dogma and the societal upbringing. Oh, well, money doesn't grow on trees. And you have to work really hard to make money and you have to save for decades. You have to pay into your pension. That's the biggest fucking scam ever. Paying a pension for 30, 40, 50 years. Oh, they've spent it. Oh, and they've made the retirement age 156 now. You've got to live till you're 156 and paying it for 92 years, but they've fucking spent it because the government is bankrupt. Holy fuck. Pfft. I've been a coward and now I am awake fucking out. Hit the share button, please. We must get this message out to the masses. I've said for a decade, I'm going to create my own education system, my own schools, my own university for entrepreneurs, for productive, proactive people who want to self-educate. But you know what? The more and more I'm thinking, I can't be a coward and I've got to go for the system and I've got to try and change the system. And I know it might take me 40 or 50 years and I might end up cut up in a kit bag somewhere and I might get nowhere. But the only way we change the world is grassroots education. The lack of quality education on money and emotions and personal management and self-worth, that is the new pandemic. It's an outdated system. We need to unlearn most of the things that are being learned at school and university because they're not preparing people for the new way of capital and capitalism or cartelism, as David Icke said when I interviewed him. So please hit the share button. Quick summary right now. Let me know in the comments what you think. If there are any teachers, bring them into the discussion. Teachers, I plead you, tell me what's being taught in your schools and let's have a discussion and let me open your eyes to some things I think we should be teaching our kids at a young age. You know, when kids are young and they make pocket money, what do they want to do with it? Well, they want to buy credits for computer games. So they buy these credits for computer games, which gets them addicted to computer games, age 7, 8, 9, 10. Are we teaching them about that at school? I teach my kids, you can spend a third, but you have to save a third and you have to invest a third. And I've been teaching that age 4 and 5 years old. Are they getting taught that at school, at preschool? They go to school at 4 or 5 years old. Are they being taught, spend a third, save a third, invest a third? From age 5, are they being taught that? I bet they're not. I bet they're not. So I was a coward because I was worried that teachers in my school follow my work. Oh, shit, I'm in trouble. And I thought, you know what? I can't fight the system. How can I fight the system? The system's too big. I'll just be an entrepreneur and teach entrepreneurs. But I've seen enough now. I've seen enough. Our education system is fucked from the grassroots because it's an old industrial-based capital and labour model, essentially. And the world of making money has completely changed. Some of my mentors used to say, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. It doesn't anymore. Social media and the internet and cryptos and NFTs, these are quick. The information moves at the speed of light, hundreds of thousands of kilometers a second. And if people aren't up to date with this information, they get left behind. We need to teach fundamental, basic money skills. And I'm not talking about economics or maths. I'm talking about the laws and nature, the universal laws and nature of money, about managing your money emotions, proper budgeting and forecasting, and the impact of addictions and brands and social media and ads and trying to keep up with everyone and the filters and the comparing ourselves to everyone and how that impacts our spending, how we spend to keep up with that and how to not do that and how to love yourself so you don't need to stay in debt trying to buy love. And all our teachers are skint. Well, yeah, look, they're not paid enough. Definitely not paid enough. But they're also skin. So how is that right? I went to university and I did architecture as a degree, which I've done nothing with, which taught me nothing about, you know, making money. And by the way, when I say make money, I don't mean being a greedy billionaire. I mean producing something useful and valuable to society that you create a fair exchange environment at, where you make fair profit and they get good value, and being useful to as many people as possible and you getting paid in turn. It's called fair exchange. Teachers, tell me if anyone in your school teaches fair exchange. They don't, because they don't know what it is. Okay, so the problem isn't money. It's not the system. Well, it is the system, but it's not the financial system. It's not taxation. It's not billionaires. It's that we have to teach everyone about money and be productive and useful and equally selfish and selfless and valuable to society. And then what happens is they start making more money, and money distributes more evenly and fairly. It only distributes unfairly because just a few people know how to make money and everyone else doesn't, because they've gone through a shit system which teaches them to be poor. Needs to change. Hit the share button. I've made my point. Like, religion, okay? It is more, I'm paraphrasing here, but it is more likely for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. So dogma that we've been raised on for centuries is teaching us that money is evil and poverty is good. How is poverty good? How is staying skin or on the breadline or not being rich? How is that useful to society? How do you produce more? You just consume more when you're poor or skint. And the love of money is the root of all evil, or money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. It's fucking wrong. The love of money or money is not the root of all evil. The root of all evil is evil. Humanity has nothing to do with money. Money's just a tool. Money isn't evil. A £10 note won't murder you. Money doesn't go on trial for murder. Money is just a tool, and it's a freaking good one. If someone uses a hammer to smash someone's head in, die! We don't think, oh, we better try that hammer for murder. That hammer murdered that person. No, 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 the hammer was a tool. And the hammer can smash someone's skull in, or put a nail in better than a hand, or pull a nail out better than a hand. A hammer is a tool, but we don't get fucked off with the hammer. And we don't judge people who use hammers. But we do with money. Why? Because we don't know what it is. It's a tool, that's all it is. It's a fucking good tool. It's a very good tool. It's one of humanity's best inventions, right up there with the wheel. Replaced a barter system. Made our lives easier, more convenient, more frictionless. We need to start with education. We need to start in schools. The school system needs to change. Help me. Help you. Help me help the system and our kids, because they're moving into a world that is freaking relentless and unapologetic. Hit the share button. Thanks for tuning in. No, it's not the more you learn, the more you learn. It's now the more you unlearn, the more you earn. Let me know your thoughts and comments in the chat. Let's get some teachers in the chat. I'm open for learning what they're teaching in schools about money, and I'm open to consulting, to giving them some solutions that I think will prepare our kids for a Darwinian, Orwellian world that we're in right now. We are. Hit the share button. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Everybody needs to know about this. Don't be a coward like I was. Send this to your friends. Send this to your communities. Send this to your teachers. Oh, my sons and daughters' teachers who watch my work and use my quotes in their classes are going to hate me. But we need to work together. But things need to change. Hit the share button right now. Come on. Vote with your finger. It won't change unless we do.